Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here today on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. In our call to worship, we're working our way through the book of Zephaniah and just sharing thoughts from the written, recorded word of God in regard to the people of Judah, which this book is addressed to. And in the latter part of the chapter 3, we see here that God is concerned about the future. He says, judgment is coming now, but I'm still concerned about you in the future. And we read last week, therefore wait ye upon me, he says to the people. And then in verse 9 he says, for then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him, now get this phrase, with one consent. With one consent. Do you know how hard it is to get one consent, that everybody agrees on everything? I mean, even at a very high-end restaurant that serves the best food, there are people that complain about the vegetables. Or they complain about the salad. Oh, that didn't taste right, or this, that, or the other. People are always complaining. But God says, I'm going to give you a pure language. In other words, I'm going to make a way where you think right and you speak right, therefore you'll come together in one consent. That's a work of God. It's certainly not a work of human nature to be of one consent. Everybody has their opinion. Everybody has their own ideas about things. There are things that you like to eat for lunch that other people don't like to eat for lunch. There are things that shoes that you like to wear that other people don't like to wear. I mean, there's all that it's just life. But when it comes to God, folks, and it comes to living in His house and being with Him for all eternity, you don't come with your ideas. Do you understand that? You come to His way of thinking. He's told us about what we really are. We're sinners. And that we have to have His Son's righteousness in order to come live with Him for all eternity. That means we need a change of the way we think, the way we speak. And God says, I will turn to the people a pure language that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve Him with one consent. Isn't God wonderful? He is so wonderful that He has supplied to us His Son, whereby we can become believers and fit to live with God forever and ever in one consent. Do you realize that what's going to make heaven so wonderful is there won't be dissent? There'll be consent. I'm looking forward to that. Amen. I don't have to listen to complaints about umpires anymore. I don't have to listen to complaints about, you know, well, that officer down the road pulled me over and I was only doing 46 miles an hour and there was a person that was doing 90, went right by me and he didn't pay any attention. You know, complaint, dissent. Won't be any of that in heaven. Because the pure and righteous one will rule and reign and we're going to love it. Because we have the pure and righteous one in our hearts. May God help us right now to begin to learn what it means to serve God with one consent.